From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Trump's decision to reverse a policy of separating immigrant families coming across the U.S. southern border came in the wake of a political firestorm this week. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone reports.
President Trump center stage at a political rally in Minnesota, vowing to make immigration a central issue in this year's congressional election campaign.
If you want to create a humane, lawful system of immigration, then you need to retire the Democrats and elect Republicans to finally secure our borders.
Just hours earlier, the president reversed his controversial policy of separating children from their parents. Trump backed away from the separation policy after an outcry around the country that included protests. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Indian officials say five female charity workers were abducted and gang raped at gunpoint by a group of men in a remote eastern tribal district. The global spotlight focused on India's rape culture in 2012 when a woman was gang raped and murdered on a New Delhi bus, sparking angry protest. In 2016, 40,000 rapes were reported in India, a 60% increase since 2012. Nearly 40% of the rape victims were children. North and South Korean officials met this Friday for talks on resuming reunions of families divided by the Korean War. This comes as the rivals boost reconciliation amid a diplomatic push to resolve the North Korean nuclear crisis. The North's Kim Jong-un and the South's Moon Jae-in met in April for a summit. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Turkey has announced it will impose tariffs of $1.8 billion of U.S.-made goods in retaliation for President Trump's tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. The World Trade Organization says Turkey's tariffs will amount to more than $266 million on products such as cars, coal, and paper. Turkey's state-run news agency says authorities have arrested 14 suspected Islamic State members who were preparing an attack on this weekend's elections. Voters will go to the polls Sunday to choose members of parliament and a president. Presidential candidate Muharrem İnce spoke to supporters to energize the opposition ahead of the voting. And he spoke about President Recep Tayyip Erdogan.
After 16 years, you cannot name one person he's friends with. Erdogan is not a tired man. He's an unexcited man. He is looking down on people. He is an arrogant man.
Analysts say that Erdogan remains a favorite to win another term in office, even if İnce forces are off. NATO's Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the transatlantic alliance remains strong despite differences with U.S. President Trump. Speaking in Britain, Stoltenberg said while Mr. Trump and European nations differ on policies, they can continue to act on issues such as terrorism, cyber warfare, and other defense issues.
I'm absolutely certain that at the summit we'll make new decisions on how the United States, Canada, and Europe can do more together.
Stoltenberg says that NATO has been disturbed by President Trump's America First stance, his characterization of NATO as obsolete, and his recent criticism of U.S. allies at the G7 summit in Canada. Medical tests confirm another worker, U.S. worker, got sick following mysterious incidents in Cuba. APZ Donahue has more.
In all, 25 people, workers at the U.S. Embassy in Havana, have been affected. The latest case, a worker, a diplomat, recently evacuated from Cuba after reporting symptoms. The original cases were reported in August of last year.
We still don't know to this date what is causing it and who is responsible.
Heather Nauert at the State Department says this has spread to China.
With regard to China, there's an investigation also underway.
A worker at a U.S. consulate in China was confirmed to have been affected. The confirmed Cuba patients have been found to have a range of symptoms and diagnoses, including concussions. Cuba has strongly denied involvement or knowledge. Ed Donahue, Washington.
After 4 years of talks and one deadly setback, the Philippines is finalizing a law that would offer some autonomy to a flagship Muslim separatist group on the historically troubled southern island of Mindanao. Muslims have lived there for more than 500 years. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.